This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And with joining us today, Eddie?
Well, we have Mike Kennedy. All right, Mike Kennedy was involved with it. Well, Mike, you tell it. It's your story.
Yeah.
I'm Mike Kennedy from Airplane Repo, and I recently met these guys, and they've got a whole show coming up, or a YouTube channel called Plane Crazy Life, and some of their stories kind of wrote me in because they parallel a lot of the jams and situations I've been in. So
okay, well, let's introduce these gentlemen.
It's Mark Pilkington and Cole Gaither.
Okay, and this is going to be a YouTube channel or a network show?
YouTube channel.
Nice. I like YouTube, except the commercials. But anyway,
yes,
Plane Crazy Life. We've got an idea because you're saying it parallels a lot of what he did before. So what's it all about?
Plane Crazy Life is really about the people that we meet when we're out doing our jobs. It's airplanes are part of it, but they just kind of get us to and from the story. We repo airplanes, we buy airplanes, we deliver airplanes. Actually, Mike and I are going to deliver an Aztec to the Amazon next week.
Really?
Plane's been around the world twice, and we're just hoping it makes it to the Amazon.
To the third time, yeah. So, my goodness, how much fuel are you going to put on board?
This particular plane, that's the aspect of it that the soybean farmer wants it for. It carries 300 gallons of fuel. It has four tanks on each wing and a 50-gallon tank in the luggage compartment.
Okay, and then
I actually have done a lot of delivery work and recovery work in South America, and you fly down the Caribbean chain. And even a standard airplane, you really don't need ferry tanks. Like going across the Pacific is where you really need the big ferry tanks.
And the rubber boat would help too.
Yeah, but the Caribbean, you're kind of always within sight of land. It's just island to island. The big thing about going down there is the Amazon jungle. It is vast, and if you have a problem and go down out there, they're not even going to bother coming to look for you because they wouldn't know where to start. I oftentimes tell people when they ask me how big the Amazon is, when I leave Orlando, the port of entry into Brazil is Boa Vista. That's on the northern border. That's the halfway point. From there, the second half of the trip is crossing the Amazon to Sao Paulo. That's how big Brazil is.
Now, do you have to also worry about unfriendly people on the ground?
There's contacted indigenous tribes still in the jungles there.
And I think the fellow that we're delivering the plane to is actually going to apply for permits or something for us, so we're allowed to visit one of those villages while
Interesting.
We're there.
Yeah, you're going to fly into the village, or you're going to go by jeep or something?
He has us. I think if I'm not mistaken, we're going to clear in Manaus. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to fly it over to a grass strip that's in a village.
Okay, now this is going to be one of your plane crazy stories. We'll be able to watch this whole thing.
And earlier when Cole said about what we do, Cole buys and sells planes and flies all over the place. Everybody knows what Mike does. I buy and sell planes on the West Coast. He buys them on the East Coast. We've known each other for, 10, 15 years? And it's just the antics that you get up to that are associated with aviation, meeting the people who are buying and selling, the lifestyles of them, the deliveries of them, and it can be anything through, warbirds. It can be, down to a tiny little Piper Cub. And it's just a big expansion. I mean, I've got a YouTube channel now called Skywagon University, and it's a more educational, what is this? And people watch it to find out about a Piper, warrior, but this is going to be much bigger and more fun.
So you're saying that aviation seems to naturally attract people who we would call colorful.
Very colorful, yes. And it's literally plain crazy life. It's just what people get up to who fly.
He's got a 206 that's being sold right now that needs to be delivered to Kenya. So there's another story coming up. That'll be the North Atlantic trip, which I've also done many times.
You're going to ferry that across. You're not going to take it apart.
Go through Greenland, Iceland, through Europe, down through Africa. It's It's that's one of the beauties of being a ferry pilot is the parts of the world that you'd never see if you weren't in that job. I mean, nobody goes to Greenland for vacation, but it's one of the most spectacular places I've ever been.
Right. Do you pencil in enough time to actually stop and see a little bit?
You know, that's one of the disadvantages of it. Yeah. Of all the times I've been to Brazil and Argentina and across the North Atlantic, and other than looking out the window of the icebergs when I go by, I haven't. And I've always regretted that. I'd love to just spend some time there and really get to know the place.
Yeah, meet the people.
And if that plane was shipped to Africa, it would take about 5 months and it would be disassembled, reassembled. When you ferry them, I mean, how long will that ferry take if it just goes
smoothly? Probably take 4 or 5 days to get over there.
So bam, it's in Kenya in 4 or 5 days.
And that's very weather dependent and other things.
You don't plan that trip in the winter.
That's one of the other nice things about it. Even flying jets across is there's generally nobody in the airplane. You got a boxes full of logbooks in the back and that's it. If you get weathered in somewhere or have a mechanical problem, it's like you get there when you get there.
Right. So that's nice. No schedule.
You know, I was thinking you guys are saying you're ferrying everything from warbirds to Piper Cubs. Piper Cub would be easy. You get a 40-foot shipping container, take it apart, put it in there, lock the door, say, see ya.
Well, there are limits to what we'll fly across. And
You can't fly a Piper Cub.
But I'm sorry. Not going to take a J3 across the North Atlantic.
No, just not enough rubber bands. Huh?
Internally in the U.S., people will buy a little plane in California and fly it to Marathon Key, Florida at 90 miles an hour.
Yeah, it takes a while.
Imagine the adventures you have just doing that.
Yeah. I remember years back there was a guy who came from some Caribbean island to here in essentially an ultralight. And as flotation, he took condoms and blew them up and stuffed the wings. No. So it's in case I have to ditch. Like, okay.
A buddy of ours used to fly his airplane, his J3, to an air show. He said, you know, it's pretty bad when the school buses below you are going faster than you are.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you've got all sorts of subject matter out there.
It's everything.
Every person is a story.
It's a funny thing. I've told people I've bought 800 airplanes probably in 15 years and not a single one. I always look for the boring purchase. I almost had one time. The story's a little too colorful to tell on radio, but
well, just use hand signals. They won't see those.
About halfway through the purchase, it disintegrated, and the guy was so colorful after that. He was actually British, and I'll tell you guys the story after we leave.
Tune in to hear this story on their channel.
Hey, put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, they might get demonetized there.
The uncensored version.
Yes.
Well, that's the kind you want because that's where you really experience the full flavor of it all.
That'd be your clickbait title, a normal airplane purchase.
Yeah.
So another aspect of this that we're hoping catches on is that we're going to give a little backstory. So when Mike and I do this trip down to the Amazon, before we just take these two young gentlemen with us, we're going to do some backstory on testing the plane, getting the systems ready, loading that fuel tank in the back. So Patreon will be a big part of what we do.
Okay.
We'll do that in all aspects of what we do. And we have about 11 other guys that are kind of in our orbit, and they're mechanics and they're jet pilots. One of them flies hearts and kidneys around. My son actually flies for him, and we've talked about a funny Patreon thing where the heart is actually visible in the box beating.
Yeah.
And Ben's coming out of the plane with it and trips and,
yeah,
and a lot of blood everywhere, and then he picks it up and wops it off and puts it back in
the box. Here it is.
Yeah, so we've got some fun.
Sounds like it was inspired by the movie Airplane.
Yeah, the heart was bouncing around on the desk.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I'm looking forward to seeing this.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
This should be very entertaining.
You've already got some episodes in the can.
We've got a few in the can. What we're doing is going through about 30 terabytes of footage that has been filmed over the years, and we're pulling different pieces out of that. But what we want to do is uniquely bring Mike, Mark, and I together for something new that is basically a new airplane repo show that's it's about the three things that we all bring to the table: some repos and deliveries, some sky wagons, and then just me doing purchases and and selling, buying and selling. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
I imagine there's a lot of people that would love the tips, the advice on how to look for an airplane to buy, what to look at when you're about to buy that airplane.
Well, he calls me the airplane nerd.
Okay.
Because I've got all these little gems of information about all the Cessnas, Pipers, Beaches, and Moonies.
Right.
You know, almost to the point of ridicule.
he calls himself the airplane professor.
Which is more complimentary.
Yes, yes, it is, and socially appropriate. But he's British.
He's British.
So that's okay, because they can get away with it. You know, it always sounds more intelligent when it's got a British accent. I don't know why that is.
But on Star Wars, why are all the people in the Death Star, the enemy, British?
I never thought about that. Yeah, that's a good point.
Huh? I'm sorry, but I'm thinking British accent. I'm thinking Monty Python with airplanes.
There you go. And that was something completely different.
It's only a scratch.
Yeah,
yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
We say that about our airplanes.
Yeah, it'll buff out, right?
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Anyway, where can we find out more?
Well, and one more thing we want to pump promo us on is the Roswell Air Race.
Okay.
We are going to have two L29s in the Roswell Air Race.
Ooh.
One sponsored by Skywagons.
.com.
.com. And one sponsored by Plane Crazy Life and the three of us. The one sponsored by Plane Crazy Life will be in the gold races. It's a super L29 that I sold to one of the drivers, Bob McCormick.
Okay.
So he's going to be racing that, and he says he's going to win.
Super is, meaning what? Bigger engine?
Super's a double size.
Of course it's a bigger engine.
The stock one's an 1,800-pound thrust. The Super's a 3,700-pound thrust.
Ooh, a hot rod.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's usually, a sleeper.
They're not in the same race.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. The gold is usually won by an L29 over the 39s, which can't keep up in the turns. Oh.
So this will be the first L39 to be able to break the speed of sound.
Could be.
I look forward to the footage.
They can neither confirm nor deny.
The other thing is there'll be all the usual social media, you know, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook Reels, sort of keeping everything in touch with the whole channel itself.
And we are offering merchandise on planecrazylife.net. So we've got some shirts and hats on there. We've actually got a really nice Oshkosh one. So we'll have Roswell shirts and hats, and we've got them for all the airplanes, Piper, Cessnas, Moonies, Beechcraft. So we're coming up with some merchandise that you might enjoy.
All right. Well, look online for Skywagons.
Skywagon University.
Okay.
Yeah, and Skywagons.com.
PlaneCrazyLife.net. .net. And also on Patreon.
Patreon, YouTube, Instagram.
All the usual places.
Yep.
And I want to thank you, gentlemen, for joining us.
Thank you.
And I'm Digital Dave.
And this is Fast Eddie.
And you're listening to EAA Radio.